You're listening to Kate O'Toole on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
We heard from Sarah and Trump from the Brisbane Produce Markets that our pick of the week is broccoli. Broccoli is in great supply and is good quality, which it had been off for a few weeks. So it's good that it's back in business, courtesy of growers in Stanthorpe, of course. But now it becomes the subject of our Chef's Challenge. And taking on the Chef's Challenge today is the one and only Alison Alexander, Food Fellow. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Kate?
I'm well. And I know there's a moment with the Chef's Challenge where you're anybody is like, oh, I wonder what it's going to be. And you had your fingers crossed for okra.
Because I've been cooking with okra lately. If you'd asked me, 2 months ago, I would have fainted if you'd said okra. But what a great, great vegetable to be given, broccoli. I mean, it's just a standard in our kitchens. We're so lucky, and there's so much you can do with it. So I was thrilled that you said that.
It is, I think, the vegetable that it's my go-to if I'm not feeling that healthy, because it's more healthy in my mind than any other vegetable. It's sort of greener and more substantial, and therefore it's got to be better for me. But you've got two recipes for us to consider today. One is one that you can use, put in the freezer and use later, and then the other is one if you're just wanting to cook up something quickly and be good to go. So would you like to take us through the stir fry first?
Yes, certainly. Well, I was thinking, it's the Easter weekend. It's the time of year when, certainly on Good Friday, we have fish in mind, but I think we do generally at this time of the year. I mean, we should all year round, because seafood in Queensland is so abundant. And we really do win at prawns in this state. We've got different types of prawns that are caught at different times of the year. And frankly, it doesn't matter which of them you use for this, but you do need green prawns, uncooked raw prawns. Don't use cooked prawns in this. I know they're easy, but they're the ones you'll have on a sandwich or just peel and eat in your fingers. But if you try to cook them a second time, they do toughen. So get some good quality green prawn size. It doesn't matter. I think the price might depend on which ones you buy, it doesn't matter if they're small or large. Then you look at what are you going to put with those prawns. And prawns and broccoli are a great combination. I love salads made of those because, in the time when the prawns are around, say in January, and we're getting some broccoli through then, and it's not a big broccoli time as we know where it is right now, but it does make a good salad. But for this, I wanted some broccoli in it. As you said before, it's green. It even looks healthy, doesn't it? It's got that feel about it. And then I wanted to put just another vegetable with it that was going to give it a bit more leafiness. So I've put in some bok choy. But it could be any other leafy green. It could be a bit of cabbage, if you like. And then just some onion and some ginger. I haven't put any garlic in this. And that was quite deliberate on my part because I love the ginger to come through. And there's no chili in it, but the ginger gives it a good bit of zing. But if you wanted to add some garlic, you can. If you want to add some chili, you can do that as well. But I'm really keeping the flavours there, that what you taste is that lovely freshness of the broccoli and the sweetness of the prawns. And it's a standard stir fry. The ingredients for this, I think, pretty much everyone would have in their pantry. As you go through past the vegetables, you look at the sauce ingredients. And the first one I've got there is Shaoxing wine. And some people might say, crikey, what's she talking about? I haven't got any of that in my pantry. But you might have something called Chinese rice wine. That is Shaoxing. And if you didn't have any of that, go and have a look and see if you've got any sherry, because you could use that. So you want something that's quite sharp, and that's what that rice wine is. It's sharp, it's very, very dry, it's not sweet, and that's why dry sherry, could be replacing it if you needed to. A bit of oyster sauce. Now, don't overdo the oyster sauce. I've only got a couple of tablespoons, but It does lend a richness to the dish. Some soy, you can use light or dark soy, that's your choice. And another ingredient here that I just love in stir fries, and particularly with seafood stir fries, is a little bit of sesame oil. And sesame oil, Kate, it's a very strong flavour. Roasted sesame seeds that then they extract the oil from, and it's a deep golden, almost dark brown colour. But a little bit of that gives the most wonderful, not only flavour, but aroma as well. And it just sort of finishes off the dish. So it's a quick standard stir fry served with some steamed rice. And look, there wouldn't be anyone in the family from the 5-year-old to the 95-year-old who wouldn't enjoy this. It's just a really good recipe to have on hand. And, you know, it'll probably take you longer to prepare it than it will to cook it, because the lengthiest bit will be peeling the prawns. But the child who's been naughtiest that day, they're the one that gets that job. And I think, you know, as I said, everyone will enjoy that stir fry.
And I haven't used corn flour in a stir fry before. What's the purpose of that?
It's just to thicken it. Now, there's only one tablespoon. Don't overdo the thickening or you end up with glue. But you can do one of two things. You don't have to thicken the sauce at all. And in that case, when you spoon it over your rice, the sauce trickles into the rice and flavours that. If I was serving this with noodles, I probably would definitely want to thicken it a little bit. But it's just mixed with a little bit of cold water. And that mixing is actually called slaking when you mix corn flour and water together. And you pour it in at the very end and stir it for no more than a minute. And that just allows those juices to thicken up a little bit. That's all it's for. It doesn't add any flavour, of course, but it doesn't detract from the flavour either.
On ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland, my name's Kate O'Toole, and you're hearing from Alison Alexander, who's taken on our chef's challenge today, which means she's basically giving you a couple of great ideas of things to do with, in this case, broccoli. Broccoli is our key ingredient. We've just heard about that quick recipe of broccoli and prawn stir fry if you want to feel really healthy. Another option, if you want to take advantage of the good quality, plentiful supply of broccoli at the moment, is your broccoli pesto. How do we go about this one, Alison?
Well, this really is lovely. It's like all pesto, you can make it in quantity, and you can store it away for later by freezing it. But unlike the ordinary pesto that's based just on basil, it's a little bit thicker. So pesto, strictly speaking, is a sauce, and it should be, you know, dripping off a spoon. This one won't be. This will be thicker than that. It doesn't make it any less enjoyable at all, but it's just slightly different texture, that's all. But you start with 4 cups of broccoli flowerettes. And so they're just the pieces that you cut off from that main stem. And I should also mention that broccoli is something that we do tend to just use the flowerettes and throw the stem away. And that's a shame, because the stem is equally good, steamed as a vegetable, used in stir fries, in soups, all sorts of things, sautéed and so on. But in this case, you don't want the thick stem down the central core. You can have the smaller stems coming out from there. Then take some almonds. My preference is for just plain natural almonds with the skins on. But that really is people's choice. But I love to roast those nuts, and they just take on the best flavour. And having the skin on them, I think, just adds to that flavour. Then, of course, it's got the predictable, which is the basil. Can't call something pesto without basil in it, almost. And some parmesan and some garlic. And they're the things that you're used to in an ordinary pesto. Bit of salt and pepper and some oil. The broccoli is cooked until it's tender. You can do that in the microwave, which is quick and easy. You can do it in a steamer, or you can boil it, whichever is your favourite method. Just don't overcook it, because you'll take away that gorgeous green colour from the broccoli. And that's a shame to do that. So just be mindful. The almonds you just roast in the oven and then take them out. And I always process the almonds first. So I put those in a food processor and they make a heck of a racket when you've got nuts going in a food processor. You sort of need to warn the cat and everyone else around you or they'll run for the hills. But just grind those up until they're as fine as you can get them. I don't mind little bits of nut there. They don't have to be powdered or anything. And then just add in all the other ingredients except the oil and just process that until it's looking nice and pasty. And then you just drizzle in the oil as the machine's running and you want about 3/4 cup or so. But frankly, you can add more or less to your liking at this point. And there is your pesto. Now, something else I nearly always add to it is some lemon. I put in the zest of a lemon, or at the moment, if I was making it, I'd be using lime, and that's because I've got a tree of limes, and the lemons won't be ripe for months. But so either or, it doesn't matter. And even a little bit of lemon juice, and that just picks it up nicely. And as for what you use it in, oh gosh, it really does have a lot of uses.
Well, at first, the first thought's always, with a pesto like this, the first thought is always pasta. But of course, there's other options too, Alison. What else would you use this one with?
Well, I initially wrote this when I was going to Mutterborough, where they have lots of sheep. And this was to go with a roast leg of mutton. And that's how the recipe actually started. And sometimes I actually add a handful of frozen peas into this. I just pour some boiling water over them, drain them, and put them into the food processor. So it's a pea and broccoli pesto. And peas and broccoli are fantastic companion flavours. Broccoli goes really well with zucchini as well. So, and obviously it does with cauliflower, we know about that. But I did it to go with mutton or lamb. But just take some mashed sweet potato, and put a spoonful of this through it. Put it through when you're making anything eggy, like a lovely quiche. Put a spoonful of this pesto through that custard mix before you pour it over, you know, your bacon or vegetables or whatever. As you mentioned, in pasta, through a risotto. And I also like using it in a salad dressing. So mix it with a little bit of mayonnaise, maybe some sour cream or some buttermilk or some yogurt, any of those things, and then use that as a coleslaw dressing, as a potato salad dressing. You know, you can really go to town with the different things you can think of doing with it once you've made it. I think broccoli is a really adaptable vegetable. Try to use it soon after buying, though. Don't ever let it get yellow, because that's old broccoli. So you want it to be that vibrant green, sometimes bluish green, which is just gorgeous. But soup is fantastic with broccoli, and there are so many variations. Recently, I've been making a soup that's a combination of greens, and the first one of those is broccoli, and it's got two whole heads of broccoli in it. Just got the best flavour. It's really lovely.
Alison Alexander, thank you so much for sharing not one but two recipes for us and also tantalising us with the idea of a soup as well. It's been wonderful exploring this delicious, healthy and versatile vegetable with you today in our Chef's Challenge. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate, and thanks for giving me one of my favourite veggies.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.